Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and through the internet deliver it to you. Today's message is part three in a six-part series called Graceful Justice, Thanksgiving and Prayer. And today's message is based off of Philemon chapter 1, verses 4 through 7. Philemon chapter 1, verses 4 through 7. Let us dive into the Word today. I always thank my God when I pray for you, Philemon, because I keep hearing about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all of God's people. And I am praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ. Your love has given me much joy and comfort, my brother, for your kindness has often refreshed the hearts of God's people. Amen. Last week we discussed how Paul opened his letter with a warm and sincere greeting, even though he is writing his letter to ultimately scold its recipient, Philemon. And as I stated to you last week, I am not really going to reveal what it is exactly that Paul is about to address, because that will unfold and become clear by the next message. But it is clear that Paul is ultimately writing to Philemon in order to scold him of something. And yet, he opens up his letter with a warm and sincere greeting. Now, why would someone like Paul warmly greet someone he has a bone to pick with? Why go through all of the pleasantries, which are seemingly an utter waste of time? Why not just cut to the chase and get it over with? In this age of 140 character defaming attacks, it is hard to imagine why Paul didn't just say, "Hey, pal, cut it out before I tell you what I'm really thinking." Signed, Paul. And this is what we're usually used to experiencing when people are upset with us. They don't take the time to greet us, to embrace us, to celebrate with us. They just jump right to the chase. They cut right to the chase and cut us down rather than actually approaching us in grace. And we do the same thing. We don't take the time to do the hard work and to really kind of enter into a graceful spirit before approaching somebody that we have a problem with. And this is where we 21st century Christians have lost our way in Christ, as I see it anyway. We only see those who think and act like us as being Christian. I'm going to say that again. We only see those who think and act exactly like us as being Christian, rather than seeing Christ in those Christians whose thinking and beliefs are opposed and or different than ours. And this is where Paul's words in Galatians, which we discussed 2 weeks ago, begin to come into play. There is neither Jew nor Greek, free or slave, male and female, Democrat or Republican, straight or gay, black or white, progressive or conservative, poor or rich. For we are all one in Christ Jesus. Now, obviously, from Republican onward, I added in those dichotomies, those labels that separate us. But in reality, when we take Paul's words to heart, when we really think about what he's saying with neither Jew nor Greek, free or slave, male or female, we can easily extend those words to any of the other things that divide us as Christians. And Paul is saying none of those things matter. None of those things truly exist, for we are one in Christ Jesus. So, after greeting Philemon, Apphia, who is believed to be Philemon's wife, and Archippus, who is traditionally believed to be his son, after greeting these people, Paul opens up with sharing how he continually thanked God for Philemon, his ministry, and his church. He praised Philemon in his letter, stating how he'd heard great things about his ministry in Colossae, how he's said to be on fire for the Lord and filled with love for God's people. What's important to catch here is this. Paul was recognizing Christ in the person he was addressing. Paul was acknowledging Christ in the person he was addressing. He acknowledged that though Philemon might be falling short in some areas, that doesn't make him the devil or evil or fallen from grace. Philemon was clearly making a positive impact in his community, and he had, no doubt, risked much to do it. This is a man who is hosting a church in his own home. Philemon was a man who was a person of status, and we know this based off of evidence in this letter, which we will get to next week, but he was a person of status, person who had much to lose in his community, somebody who everybody knew, and yet he is hosting people in his own home and running a home church. Now, last week I said that Archippus was a soldier, a Roman soldier, but actually in doing more research, I found out that actually the way Paul is using that word in Greek, our fellow soldier, it was actually figurative. It was a figurative phrase meaning our fellow Christian or a fellow soldier in the faith, so to speak. So he wasn't necessarily a Roman soldier, but no doubt there were Roman soldiers and other people who were converting to Christianity. So it's not outside the possibility that he was letting in people like that. But in reality, Philemon was risking a lot to be running this church in Colossae, which is a Greek city in Asia Minor. So Paul recognizes this, but Paul recognizes that Philemon isn't the whole of Philemon. Isn't just this one issue, that there's more behind this person than just this one sin. And so Paul recognizes this. He acknowledges it by praising Philemon, by offering him praises and saying, you know, I've heard what a great job you've done. What a great Christian, a person of faith you've been. But that aside, Philemon to Paul is also a brother in Christ. And Paul loves him, genuinely loves and cares for him. With that said, Paul didn't end it there. Rather, he switched from praise and thanksgiving to what his hope and prayer was. He wrote, "And I am praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ." Philemon chapter 1, verse 6. I want you to hear this again. He says, "And I am praying that you will put into action, will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ." In other words, Paul was saying, "I've heard great things about you, so I hope you will not let me down. Because I got something to ask you. I've got something to request from you. And I hope that after all of the good things that I've heard, that your reputation doesn't precede you, that you will do what I'm about to ask you to do, that you will not let me down." Thus, Paul begins to rhetorically transition from sincere praise to his true purpose in writing this letter. And remember how I said that this is pure rhetorical genius, this letter. The way he writes this is absolutely rhetorical. He is skilled in rhetoric. And so Paul begins to rhetorically transition from sincere praise to his true purpose in writing this letter. But notice what Paul did not do. He did not call Philemon names. He did not demean him or put him down or call into question his Christian faith. He did not throw any labels that end in isms at him. He didn't threaten to kick him out, excommunicate him. He didn't threaten to split from him or leave him or abandon him. Rather, Paul addressed Philemon in Christian love, as someone who deserves to be treated with dignity and respect. He treated him as a Christian brother, even though on this particular issue, Paul's not happy with him. Sisters and brothers, this should challenge us, because we so often do not approach one another this way, especially when we disagree with each other. Paul's example shows us exactly how Christians should address each other and how we should go about building each other up through accountability. As you will see next week, what Paul is about to bring up is no small issue. I pray that as you begin to reflect on how you interact with your sisters and brothers in Christ, that you will grow in the spirit of love and the grace of God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we just thank you and praise you for this challenging message, Lord. We know that, like Philemon, we fall short as well. Like Philemon, we don't always get everything right. Like Philemon, sometimes we're in need of being held accountable. Lord, thank you for holding us accountable through your saints, your people who have loved us enough to let us know where we were wrong and loved us enough to give us advice to put us back on the right path. And Lord, there are times where we need to do the same, where we need to hold people accountable and we need to put them back on the right path. In those moments, Lord, let us be like Paul, who was a faithful servant of yours. Let us be like Paul and graciously love one another so that in love we may hold each other accountable and grow with each other in grace. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. And so I want to thank you for tuning in today and listening to this particular message. And I also would like to invite you to come back next week and to join us for part four of Graceful Justice, which is a six-part series. And I must confess that I am thoroughly enjoying this series on Philemon, this series entitled Graceful Justice. And so I hope you will tune in. On that note, I would like to also invite you to check out our brand new Facebook page that is on, it's at www.facebook.com/Life Giving Water Ministries. And there's all sorts of stuff that happens on there. Our biweekly devotions get posted, our podcasts get posted there, shared there. Information gets put on there as I have it. And so I would love for you to go to that Facebook page. I would also love you to check out my biweekly devotional website, which is www.lifegivingwaterdevo.org. And that is where you can sign up for my biweekly devotions. They come out on Wednesdays and Fridays of every week. I would also like to point you to the podcast website, which is www.lifegivingwatermsg.org. And so I certainly hope you'll take advantage of all of the online access that you can have on in those websites and Facebook page, and look forward to having you join with me next week. In the meantime, my brothers and sisters, God bless you, and be a blessing to others. Go in peace.